Hello.
Hello.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from National Opinion Survey. Okay, I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can I speak with LeQuint Lee, please?
He's not here.
Okay, that's no problem. We can actually do the survey with anyone in line. Would you have a few minutes to participate now?
Sure.
All right, thank you. All right, and does anyone in the household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay, now are you 18 and older and registered to vote?
Yes.
All right, ma'am, and just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask what is your race?
Black.
Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, and I know it's still a long ways off, but what are the chances that you will vote in 2024 elections for president and Congress? Would that be definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will probably not?
Definitely.
Okay. All right, and just for qualification purposes for the survey, what is your age? 49. Okay. All right, and then please rate me your level of motivation for voting on this year's presidential congressional election in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10. Where 0 means that you're not all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote. But you may use any number from 0 to 10.
9.
All right. All right, ma'am, and would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential election and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
About the same.
Okay. And regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Republican.
All right, and would you call yourself a strong Republican or not a very strong Republican?
Strong Republican.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Disapprove.
Would that be strongly disapprove or just somewhat disapprove?
Strongly.
Okay, and thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Okay. And in your opinion, would you say economic conditions in the country are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting worse.
Okay, thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following would you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress, to focus on? You can select up to two, okay, border security, making college more affordable and forgiving student debt, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, combating division and racism, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods, creating more jobs and raising wages, reducing crime, improving K-12 public school education, lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs, protecting abortion rights, passing common sense gun reform to help keep guns out of the hands of wrong people.
I would say the Medicare and also the crime rate.
The crime, fighting, okay, let me see, reducing crime, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right, ma'am. Now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you're very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you're very cold and unfavorable. 50 means that you're not particularly warm or cold, okay, like neutral. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending how you feel. If you have no opinion or never heard of that person or organization, just let me know, okay?
Okay.
The first one will be Elisa Slutkin.
0.
0, okay. Kamala Harris.
3.
Cornel West.
5.
Joe Biden.
0.
Kim Scott. Never heard of him, right?
No.
Hill Harper.
Three.
Three. Mm-hmm. Donald Trump.
Five.
Five. Okay, yeah. Mike Rogers.
Mike Rogers, I don't know who that is.
Republicans in Congress.
Oh, five.
Hakeem Jeffries.
Zero.
Democrats in Congress.
Zero.
Okay. All right. Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome.
All right, ma'am, and I know it's still a long way off, you know, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent, Jill Stein, Democrat Joe Biden, independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Republican Donald Trump, and independent Cornel West, for whom would you vote, or are you still undecided?
Kennedy.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr., right?
Yes.
All right, and have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing? Yes, a lot, yes, some, only a little, or nothing at all?
Yes.
Would that be a lot or some?
A lot.
Okay. And has what you read, seen, or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them?
Less favorable.
Somewhat less favorable or much less favorable?
Much.
Okay. All right, ma'am. And what have you read, seen, or heard that makes you feel less favorable towards the Biden administration? In your own words.
I don't like him. I don't believe in the things that he said he'll provide for the community. For the poor black communities, I don't believe anything.
Okay. So don't believe anything he says, right?
Nope. Nothing at all.
Okay. Okay. All right. All right, ma'am, and have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he's doing?
No, not really.
So nothing
all
at all, right?
All I know is that he's a criminal. But he's
so
smart.
But he's a good businessman. Okay. All right, now I'd like to read you some others has said, they believe are threats to the African-American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threats to African-American community right now? You can choose two, okay? The first one we see is stagnant wages and rising costs. Donald Trump getting elected president again, rising crime and violence, cuts to the social safety net like Social Security, a lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms, the lack of quality education opportunities, or the rising of the white supremacy and nationalism?
Lack of jobs and the education.
So be a lack of greater economic opportunity, right? And lack of in your community? And
yes.
Education, quality education opportunity. Okay.
Quality.
All right. Uh-huh. Right, ma'am. And for each of the following issues, please tell me whether you think Donald Trump or Joe Biden will be better at dealing with that issue. Okay. The first one will be protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare. Will you think Trump will be better or Biden be better?
Trump.
Would that be much better or just somewhat better, in your opinion?
My opinion, much better.
Okay. What about bringing down the cost of health care and prescription drugs?
I would choose Trump for that, too.
Okay. Growing the income and increasing economic opportunities for people like you?
Trump.
Okay. Okay. Much better or just somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. What about securing our borders?
Trump for sure.
Okay. Much better or just somewhat?
Much better.
Okay. Implementing common sense gun reform that help, you know, to keep that help to keep guns out of the hands of people who shouldn't have them.
Trump.
Okay. And the rise of white supremacy and nationalism. Would that be Trump or Biden?
Biden.
Okay. Much better or just somewhat better?
Somewhat
better. Okay. All right. Thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am. We're almost done with this survey. I only have a little bit more to go, and I really thank you for your time, okay? And generally speaking, does President Biden's handling of the Israel-Gaza war makes you more or less likely to support him, or does not make any difference?
It doesn't make a difference.
Okay. And as you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsifying business records to cover up an alleged affair with adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 election. Generally speaking, do you think the trial was fair or unfair?
I think it was fair.
Very fair or just somewhat fair?
Very fair.
Very fair. Right, ma'am, since Donald Trump was found guilty of 34 felony charges, his supporters have said black people, you know, are more likely to vote for him because he's more, you know, now he's more reliable, you know, to African Americans. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this statement?
Disagree.
Why would you say that?
Strongly or just somewhat?
Somewhat.
I disagree. Okay. All right, ma'am. How often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media? Would you say very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Often.
Often. Okay. And then from which of the following social media sites do you receive the most information? Would that be Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, or X? You can pick two of those to be the most. Okay.
TikTok and Twitter.
And Twitter. Okay. All right. Thank you. All right, ma'am. Switching gears a little bit. The last few questions are just for statistical purpose only. Okay. What was the last year of schooling that you completed?
The last year, 1993.
No, but what was it? From first to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, like bachelor's
vocational certificate.
Okay. And are you married, unmarried, live with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Living with a partner.
Okay. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself to be very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Conservative.
Very or just somewhat conservative?
Somewhat.
All right. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever or never?
Twice a week.
Twice a week or more. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, man. Thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
Hardly half.
About half or less than half?
Less than half.
Okay. All right, and how would you describe the area where you live, urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban.
All right, ma'am,
yes.
Were one of your grandparents born outside the United States, yes or no?
No.
Were one of your your parents born outside the United States?
No.
Were you born outside the United States?
No.
Okay. All right, and do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. All right, ma'am, this concludes our survey. I really appreciate your time, and thank you very much for your participation. Okay, you have a great evening. Appreciate your help.
You too. Yep, bye.
Bye-bye.